This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, June 16th. Well, a big day yesterday in the cattle markets with lives and feeders both surging higher on a combination of events. Of course, we've got the corn market continuing to see some pressure that is stoking the feeder cattle market. At the same time, we finally see the cash markets breaking out of their very tight shackles, if you will, on the Fed trade, and we're starting to see some trade around 122 in the south, 124 in the north, finally breaking away from that 120 that we've been stuck in for the last month and a half. And that is encouraging, and that's obviously also stoking the live cattle market. So a couple pretty positive events going on for the feeder cattle. Rains across the southern plains and central and even the northern plains is increasing demand for grass calves at a time when you typically just don't see much available. Whatever is going to be put on pasture is there, and the decent rains across the northern plains are alleviating dry pasture conditions, so we're not going to see a big movement off of pasture out of the north, at least for the short term. So that is pumping up some cash trade that's starting to show up in the feeder cattle index, which was up 61 cents yesterday at 140.22. The cash trade last week at 120, of course, and dressed at 191, but the weights are starting to come down. They're down about 3 pounds on the dressed weight at 822 pounds. Prime rib was up 2 at 546, 90% trimmings up 6 at 272. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter still running much higher than last year, up 5.7%. Cow slaughter is just up 0.2%. Dressed weights up 0.8%. Beef production up 6.6%. Now, what we're seeing here right in front of us over the last few days is the box beef values really taking a hit. And again, yesterday, the choice was down 104 at 334. So that's dropped about $5 in the last four sessions. But the select has dropped another 513 at 298. It's dropped 12 bucks in just the last 3 days. That's a pretty healthy drop. So the spread has soared higher. It's up $9 in the last 3 days. So it's a big shift in what's going on. I think with corn markets coming down significantly, there's a perception that you're going to see, of course, feeding costs will drop, and we're going to be looking at potentially heavier cattle down the road. In front of us, of course, we got the dress weights dropping, but the grading quality is starting to drop as well. So that's what's pressuring the select box beef, and I think that's probably going to continue. The problem we're seeing, I think, is some notable demand destruction going on at the retail sector. That was the fear of the market, that you'd be heading into the summer months when demand tends to drop off anyway, but you're looking at sky-high beef prices at the retail counter. That's just going to turn off a lot of customers. So we're starting to see, I think, that show up in the box beef values. And at the same time, the packer is starting to raise prices. So that's a clear sign that we're getting caught up, that the feedlots are finally starting to get some leverage here. They've returned to a comfortable current status, and the numbers are starting to back off. A lot of empty pens showing up, so demand for feeders, of course, kind of propping up, especially as we see fed cattle prices improve as well. So maybe we have turned the corner as far as where the packer is in relation to the feedlot, but the problem and the bigger issue, of course, is what is happening to consumer demand. And again, as you head into summer, you're still looking at the normal drop in demand from the consumer at a time when prices are still going to be, generally speaking, much higher than they normally are. So I think when you look at the slaughter rates so far this week, we're at 237,000 head. That's 2,000 more than last week, and it's just slightly higher than where we were a year ago as well. So box beef showing some weakness, and I think slaughter rates are still hanging right in there. So that would suggest that the packers are still trying to move the cattle through. That obviously is what they need to do to stay at full capacity, and it appears that's really where they're at. But the feedlot's getting a bit more, participating in a bit more of that profit which has been running like $1,000 ahead, which is just completely crazy for the Packers. But again, the feedlots looking like they're in a better position here. So that's bumping up the cash trade, and even on lower box beef values, starting to see something break loose here. Now, from a chart perspective, we're going to be quickly getting up into those spike highs from late May on the front month feeders. Back month feeders were already there and had taken them out. We didn't close above them on the Octobers, whereas Novembers were pretty much at that high. So there's a lot of momentum here. We had a gap a couple days ago, and the market has just surged higher. My guess is we're probably going to run out of gas here. Usually when we see feeders have that kind of a quick, aggressive move, it tends to burn out fairly quickly, especially on the upside. As far as live cattle go, you know, they're back up to those early April highs on August on out. And that's, you know, the deferreds are actually putting in new contract highs. So it's very impressive. There's quite a bit of optimism, obviously, with the outlook for, you know, the corn market to stabilize and the idea that you'd have much cheaper grain prices down the road as you get into the winter feeding months. Now, that presumes that the corn market is okay, or the corn crop is okay. And I'm not sure you can make that assessment yet. It's still mid-June. You still got at least 6 weeks before you can find some level of comfort with where you're at with the row crops. If any hint shows up of the heat and the dryness coming back to the Midwest, corn prices are going to take another leg up, which I think they will. And so the feeder cattle, of course, would be the opposite of that. So near term, I think corn probably will continue to have some pullback here. Soybeans quite possibly could be done with their correction. And wheat, of course, you've got harvest going on in the Central Plains. That's going to offer a lot of feed grain to the Central Plains and the Southern Plains feeding areas. That will help alleviate the corn price and corn market as well. But longer term, as we get into July, I think it's just going to be a much different story. I think you're going to have to build some weather premium back in. The longer range forecasts still call for hot and dry across the plains and into the Midwest. I think the grain markets still have another leg up in them, and that obviously is not going to be bullish for the feeder cattle. So my suggestion is take advantage of this rally, start to, you know, this kind of a sharp run in this short amount of time usually is kind of a blow-off type of formation for lives and feeders, and I would certainly take advantage of this opportunity. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.